Did you know you were just listening to Bongra Funk? I bet you didn't. But now you do. This Saturday, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, MASMOCA, will celebrate their 15th anniversary of operation in North Adams, Massachusetts, with a huge blowout party. And of course, with an opening reception for a new exhibition, which we will talk about in just a moment. There's going to be dazzling art, live Bongra Funk, which we just heard. Cool. Dance music with house favorite Red Barat, who will be featured on our show tomorrow. Plus, fresh jams from DJ Reka, pop-up performers that you know and love, fun food truck fare, beer, creative cocktails, and a champagne toast. All kinds of good stuff. Here to tell us more are our pals, MASMOCA's director Joe Thompson and their director of communications, Jody Joseph. And it's a great pleasure to see both of them.
Thanks Hello. So much. Thanks for having us, Joe.
Yeah. We love coming over the mountain.
I'm delighted you are here. Man, Joe Thompson. So when I grow up, I want to be you. Here's what I'm impressed by. 15 years, you grew this organization, you stayed the course, you have seen it grow, and I think for a community and for an arts organization, that's just a lovely, lovely, rare thing.
People tend not to hang around quite as long as I do, maybe. But and 15 years is something to mark. It's something to pay attention
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
You know, although I'm not a big numerologist, I know people liked it 5 and 10 and 15. For me, 13 was the big one, because at 13 we were finally open for 1 year longer than it took to get open to begin with.
That's a good scale. It's a good teeter totter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that was sort of when I realized that I was married longer than I was
unmarried.
Yeah,
yeah, it's one of those pivotal life moments. Anyway, we're gonna have a heck of a party, a lot of fun. We thought, you know, a lot of times on our 5th and 10th, we did big galas with sit down and fancy hoity toity tuxedos left and right. We just decided to have fun this year. You know. Beer
food trucks,
and plenty of it.
Dance parties.
Yeah. Great music.
So I want to talk to both of you about what you're going to be doing and how you're going to celebrate. But let us just talk about what this journey of 15 years has been. One of the things that my great respect for you and for the organization comes in that you had a mission and you stuck with that mission. And I'm just curious, and I think we've talked about this from time to time through various anniversaries and various events that we have talked. But to me, it's fascinating that you've been able to remain true to that mission, to grow it, and to allow it to flourish. That I would think now, with 15 years under your belt, that there comes a little bit of a confidence in what you do.
Mm. You know, on one hand, we've stayed the course, but thinking back, when MASMOCA 1 was first proposed, it was a much simpler idea. It was large art in big spaces fixed. What MASMOCA is now is different than that. We have a quick changing rotation of exhibitions. Virtually the entire museum is renewed every year. And side by side with a gymnastic program of performing arts, you know, 80, 90 performing arts events a year. So it really went from a depot to this somewhat more difficult to describe active center that has changing programs and lots of vitality and education programs. And now, over the last couple of years, the last two buildings that we've opened, one devoted to Saul LeWitt, and most recently a collaboration with the Hall Art Foundation devoted to Anselm Kiefer. In some ways, those are hearkening back to MASMOCA 1. They're long-term, not permanent, but they're 15 or 25 years, so very long-term exhibitions. My idea of Nirvana looking forward is if you could have both that MASMOCA 1 idea of milestones, really important moments of art of our time, cheek by jowl with a lively program of changing exhibitions, new works by young and mid-career artists, and a terrific performing arts roster. That's Museum Nirvana.
And because there's always something new for people to see, and yet there's also a familiarity that comes with the things that have been around for a while.
I think that's important. People like to go back. Joe, you've been here a couple of times over the last 2 or 3 years when you bring your show to MASMOCA. We really love that. It's so fun. And we sit in that, just outside the LeWitt gallery space, right. Obviously. And there's something about going back to works of art that you've known over your lifetime, and
comfort.
You see again, and they start to mean new things to you, actually, as you learn more about who you are and what you're interested in. So yes, I think those touchstones that are somehow reassuring to have some things that don't change and that look the same, particularly in the middle of this whirling dervish of electrons that go flowing around Mass MoCA. We like having those fixed things. We're probably going to do more of those.
What's cool is that you have the space. I mean, that's the great thing about Mass MoCA, right? I mean, there's not too much that can be thrown your way of saying, oh, all right.
You can be really generous with space. For example, the show that's opening this Saturday, Teresita Fernandez, has, among other things, one work of art that probably fills, I don't know, 8,000 or 9,000 square feet of space. It's comprised of 40,000 little graphite rocks that are slightly bigger than a marble, each of which is meticulously attached to the wall, and each of which has a single drawing associated with it. So there are not a lot of places, and it took a lot of people, eight or nine people working for 3 or 4 weeks, and literally hundreds of thousands of operations when you realize that each piece had to be first placed and then a mark made and a little bit of graphite. Then Teresita came along and made individual drawings for each of these. There's just a generosity of space and time that allows these kind of immersive environments. I'd like to think of it as a series of they're rides for the mind. It's sort of a theme park for thinking adults.
Yeah.
And kids too. I think the floors at Mass MoCA are these wonderful old wood floors, right, left over from the factory. And I think they remind a lot of kids of gymnasiums. And we don't have a lot of security there. Kids have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you like the creakiness. You know, there's a nice,
humanity.
Again, familiarity that comes with that. It's Teresita Fernandez, As Above, So Below. And how did this come about?
Our curator, Denise Markanish, has been following Teresita's career for, oh, I don't know, 5 or 10 years now, and invited her for a visit. As most things start with a visit to the space. Teresita looked at the space. We've given her the entire first floor of the museum, so this is a big show. She's got works that hang literally from the ceiling and float like clouds, bright gold polycarbonate pieces that are really, really beautiful. She has the graphite work. In fact, the entire exhibition nearly is in gold and graphite. It's a really beautiful show visually. It draws you in. Her conception of landscape is not a landscape of hills and valleys and conventional drawings of river streams that we might think of as landscapes. They're more inner landscapes, and they're really beautiful. You go into these works. You're of them.
I think that one of the great things that must just be phenomenal for, obviously, for us as an audience and for as a community, but also going to an artist and saying, we're going to give you an entire floor.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's adult fun.
Make it yours.
Yeah, no, though. Exactly. What's really fun to watch is as artists like Teresita begin to develop an idea, it will often change 3 or 4 times and meander. And we've even had artists come back and make, significant changes partway through the show. Because we, besides space, we also have this great luxury of time. Urban museums, because of the pressures of urban real estate and people and whatever, typically change their shows every 2 or 3 months. At Mass MoCA, we leave them up a little longer. They're up for 10 or 11 months at a time, and that gives artists a lot of kind of R&D opportunities.
That's great. We are talking about Mass MoCA and their 15th anniversary celebration, which will take place this Saturday, and there's a lot going on. Our good friends, Director Joe Thompson and their Director of Communications, Jody Joseph, join us this morning on the roundtable to talk about what's going on. So, Jody, what can people expect on Saturday?
A Mass MoCA size party.
There you go.
We're going to have a big one. We have two bands. We have a DJ, Brooklyn-based DJ. She is just a force of nature, DJ Reka. I dare you to not dance while she's spinning tunes. And she'll be followed closely by Red Barat, which is an 8-piece Bhangra funk band. Lots of horns, lots of drums, and just another sort of undeniable dance band. These people know how to party. We will sort of before, during, after that, and the opening reception that we're having as well, for Teresita's work, we will have pop-up performances. So some favorite performers from the past 15 years are coming by to give us a little show. Mark Stewart from Bang on a Can, who's with us every summer, will be here to stir up the crowd. Mark Mulcahy, whom your listeners might remember from Solid Sound Festival. He's also done a solo show at Mass Mocha. Cynthia Hopkins is a great sort of theater performer. And lots of other friends will dot our stages and our courtyards. Lava will be here. They're sort of a dance troupe, and they'll just be kind of turning upside down and flipping over and having some fun all over campus. We'll have food trucks there to feed the people, cheap beer, a champagne toast at 9 o'clock. So it'll be a great night.
It is, and it's one of these things where it's the community coming together to celebrate what you've done and what you've been able to keep going.
Yeah, we decided not to. You know, often you use these chances to do fancy parties. We just felt like inviting everybody in and keeping it really reasonably priced and having fun. We just decided let's have a party that we'd all want to go to.
It's a museum gala, Mass Mocha style.
We've also invited back a lot of artists. We made a point to try to track down, which was an interesting thing. We've had something over 1,800 artists come through Mass Mocha by this time, and we decided to try to get back in touch with many of them. We've had, I think, on the order of 600 interns go through, lots of staff. So we've reached out to all our employees and interns and artists and invited them all back. We're expecting a little bit of a Mass Mocha family reunion as well. We're really looking forward to it.
Now, as far as the summer goes, you'll have this exhibition, and then other exhibitions that will come up. Well, I guess with September, and then January of next year.
Yeah, we tend to rotate our shows in sort of every 3 or 4 months. There's a new show that opens, so the galleries are renewed, and then we leave them up. We have this lot of space, so we can leave things up. We have a great. The museum looks particularly fine right now. There's a beautiful exhibition up called The Dying of the Light, which is essentially a love letter to celluloid film as opposed to digitally projected LCD film. And it's 9 artists who are interested in the color and the texture and the particular light quality of film as opposed to, and it's just a stunning show. I'm surprised people are spending a long, long time in each of those. People like it. Great things. Kid Space will be opening a new show on June 14th called It's Only Human. It's artists who are using medical imaging technology to present unusual aspects of the human body in ways that are quite inventive. And I think adults are going to love that much. One of the secrets of Mass Mocha is that adults like Kid Space as much as kids like Saul LeWitt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah, when you think about events and things to get tickets for and to come, you've got a lot of cool stuff happening as well. Beck's going to be there, for goodness sakes.
Beck, we've heard of him.
Yeah.
Beck, actually, it's his return to Mass Mocha. Beck was here in 2001. He composed the music for an exhibition that was in the galleries called Uber Organ. It was sort of an RV-sized pipe organ.
I remember that.
Yeah. Tim Hawkins. And the music, what a lot of people don't realize is the soundtrack for that, in part, was by Beck.
That's so cool.
Tim and Beck lived nearby each other in Silver Lake, just outside of Los Angeles, and they did a barter arrangement. Tim did an album cover for Beck in exchange for the use of some Beck music riffs in this Uber Organ piece, and it was, I don't know, so it was a, we see this as a great homecoming for Beck. When we were offering ourselves as a venue, we tried to point out that we were probably one of the few venues in the world that had his, had him actually on exhibit for nearly a year straight. he was overdue.
It's a good selling point, yes, I would think. Sure.
So this time he's coming for a night. He'll be here on June 24th. And that same week, Iron and Wine, Sam Beam, will be here. That's June 22nd. So the Sunday before our Beck show, we'll have Iron and Wine in the house, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We also, this summer, we have such great music lineup. Jason Isbell, sort of a country rocker, just released a great new album called Southeastern, and he'll be here on August 15th. The Lost Bayou Ramblers are going to give us a great concert, also mid-August. And then we sort of close our season with the Fresh Grass Festival. It's 3 days of bluegrass and roots music. Emmylou Harris is one of the headliners. The Carolina Wow. Chocolate Drops will be there. Dave Grisman. It'll be just a phenomenal weekend.
That's a great way. Are you, is it, you were talking about taking that, of artists look at it as a period of R&D. Not having Solid Sound this year, do you look at it that way of like, okay, we can breathe a little bit?
Yeah, no, exactly. We were able to expand our program a little bit. The Solid Sound is, we love that festival. We love that band. It's all consuming. It's a total immersive, everybody in and kind of, doesn't leave a lot of bandwidth to
no,
do a lot
right.
of.
So yeah,
we took this summer to really stretch out. We've put extra energy into the really beautiful Bang on a Can festival that unfolds over the month of July. And as Jody said, all summer long, every week or every 2 weeks, there's a really great concert at Massmocha. People can check it out on our website, massmocha.org.
And that Bang on a Can festival will have a little taste of Wilco. Glenn Cochi is the percussionist from the band, and he actually has a solo career and releases albums with Bang on a Can's label, Cantaloupe Records. So he will come and play as part of our Bang on a Can festival. He has a solo show on August 1st. He's going to play Underneath Our Upside Down Trees, so an outdoor performance.
He'll
play a late night show that same weekend, and then he'll be at part of the 6-hour Bang on a Can music marathon on August 2nd.
That's such a great event. What is your what's the official company line on the future of Solid Sound?
Oh, we're having it.
Yeah, be on June 26th, 2015.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Exactly.
And then that'll be, again, all immersive. So you sort of prepare for that from there.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know what the, who knows, when we teamed up with Jeff and his colleagues in Wilco, we promised each other really two things, that we'd make each Solid Sound a really special event and put a lot of work and get a really interesting mix of music, and that it was going to be a series of one night stands, if you will. We were committing to each other profoundly for each one that we would do, but we weren't going to pretend to do it every year or every
right.
2 years. And it's an interweaving of our calendar and of theirs. When they're making new records and out on the road, it's sometimes hard for them to do the curatorial work that goes into putting together the calendar. But we love it. I think they love it, and we'll see them back here in June 26, 2015.
Does that in some ways, is that, I mean, I don't want to overstate this, and maybe I'm making this up, I don't even know, but it seems almost revolutionary in a way what you're doing. I mean, you've partnered with a group, you're doing this festival, you have this this very strong artistic component. As you say, it's all immersive. It's every inch of that space is taken over by this vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I just where else do you get that? I mean, I think, do people come to you and say, well, how do we replicate something like that?
Yeah, it's hard to replicate. I mean, it's a function, it's like a lot of what we do, it's very much a function of the place itself. Those buildings are great.
Yeah.
The courtyards are beautiful. You have a combination of, indoor and outdoor spaces, large and small. And it's wonderful to be able to go here, a whole festival of new, really interesting bluegrass music, and then, if it sprinkles a little bit, you can go inside, or if you want some air conditioning, you can go, or if you want to go have a civilized meal at a restaurant, there's one right there. You're not out in a farmer's field,
right?
Camping. So that's, I think it's, and also just the juxtaposition of old buildings, new art, and great music. That's just that's terrific. You throw in good food and, you know, a treadmill, and what more do you need?
Jody, what more do you need?
You need a train going by mid-concert, but we have that too. Yeah.
It's a lot going on, and I do urge you to go to the website. It's massmocha.org, massmocha.org, not just for the anniversary celebration, which is taking place this Saturday, May 24th, where you can find an entire schedule and all of what is going on, but also throughout the summer and I'll even plan for next June.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's Mass Mocha's 15th anniversary celebration, Saturday, May 24th. More information available at massmocha.org, or you can go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and we'll link you right there. Joe and Jody, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful time this weekend. Congratulations on 15 years, and I look forward to seeing you all very soon.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.